Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Nine. Well, we spent most of the second hour talking about CBD oils, which is not what we set out to do.
It is just, it's interesting that they have brought so much sponsorship money to every form of two-wheel racing and so quickly.
You know, there's, with an influx of money in the motorcycling industry, I would think the powers to be would welcome that and figure out a way to capitalize on that. And the promoters of the Supercross, and I won't say the current ones, which is Feld, but before that, I brought a sponsor, had an opportunity to bring a sponsor through to Arena Cross with our team, and immediately they went to work on stealing that sponsor and eventually did. And I'm surprised that they're not, you know, Monster Energy / CBD oil or something. But I've never done it, and I don't know. We were talking off air, PJ, about it and how you've...
The medicinal benefits, health benefits of CBD specific, you know, take THC out of it. THC is what the world knows is the hallucinogenic, grass, weed, marijuana, whatever you want to call it. That's THC is the active ingredient in marijuana or hemp that gets your, induces your brain. CBD does entirely different stuff, and it works on your body in chemical ways that I am not a PhD and do not understand. But I do know there's a lot of research out there, and there's a lot of pro athletes looking into this, and there's a lot of amateur athletes and a lot of people with aches and pains that are truly finding benefit from CBD oils without the downside of being stoned.
Which actually sounds kind of fun to me, but I'm, you know. All right, so we talked about this earlier. Harley Davidson has taken over or purchased the Stasic brand of the electric motorcycle. My four-year-old daughter got one for Christmas. Santa brought her one, and it's with covered in princess stickers from Disney that I had. That Santa Claus had Rooster Graphics wrap.
Nice.
It's here in Des Moines, but the bike is super cool, and it's
and she's into it.
Yeah, she's super into it. It's Stasic, STACYC is how you pronounce it. It's basically like a Strider that the kid can drag their feet, or and it has little platforms to put it on, and it's got a little battery, and it's got three different settings, so you can go super slow, which you basically have to drag your feet because you'll fall over. It barely goes fast enough, and then medium, and then high. So we've not gotten out of super slow, but I am totally fine with that. She wears a motocross helmet when she rides, and she calls it her motorcycle. Now the thing I've pushed Storm Lake Honda to get become a dealer. I think the 10, it's like a 10 bike minimum, and these things retail for about $750. So it's a real investment, and there's not a huge amount of margin in these bikes. But I think, and I also talked to Hicklin about doing it. And the thing that I think is super cool about these things is you could have races at the shop on Saturdays when it's warm with free hot dogs and set up cones and hay bales and pennants or whatever, and it would take, you know, 20 minutes to build the track, and you can have races. Now, they're doing Strider races in the Des Moines, the Skywalk here in Des Moines, downtown Des Moines, on Saturdays, and they're
hugely popular.
They are very popular. Now, what I should be doing is buying a handful of these things and taking them down there and just showing up with them and saying, check these out, and letting the kids that are good at Strider racing get on these things and learn and get the feel of the throttle. And what I'm excited about with Harley buying these things, the whole direction, and I'm going to be honest with you, the whole direction of Harley going electric? What's the bike that they have now that's available?
The Livewire. I mean, they did a concept a couple years ago. It's now out. It is legit motorcycle. You can go buy it.
It's expensive, right?
Order it. It's not inexpensive. I think in the world of electric, I don't unfortunately have the price in front of me. It's in line with the other ones.
Okay. So I think...
prices are coming down on the full-size electric. Prices are coming down and performance is going up every single year. That's
like a laptop.
Happening.
Laptops used to cost $1,500.
Or a Walkman, or pick any electronic device. But yes, every year, these electric bikes... No.
Okay.
I'm out. All right,
yeah. So the thing I'm excited about, and Harley, I don't... The direction they're going with the... Here's the thing. We said this earlier on the show. We've said it many times. Their core audience is dying. Literally, they're getting
old. Aging out. Yep.
They're aging out. And so, you know, we've seen all the old timers that have been huge in flat track are the same people that are ticked off that there's changes going on in AFT. Well, these guys that are riding, I think it's a different brand and Harley's recognizes that. And they're building a different brand, and they're going towards the electric. And I suppose that's me being a Wiseco guy, an employee of Wiseco. You know, I'm not real stoked on that.
And any of us, it's just us showing our age. We're not excited about the change that's clearly in the air, and it may be yet another 10, 15 years or more. Who knows? But it's coming.
I can tell you this: my 4-year-old kid, there's no chance she's going to get on a PW50 that's smoking and rattling. And loud, you know, when she went and asked Santa Claus she wanted a motorcycle that was quiet and had princesses on it. Now I realize she's a little girl, but she's hooked, dude. She wants to go ride her motorcycle.
And her next one better be just a bigger version of that, is what you're saying. It's going to need to be a bigger version of
that. Yeah, and eventually I'm going to get her on a combustion engine, I hope, but... And if I don't, I guess we'll ride electric bikes, or she will, or she won't ride them. But I think that Harley recognizes this. I think the cool thing is you've got these old crawdads like my age and older that are going into Harley shop to buy these bikes. Now they can drag their kid, and there's something for the kid to look at, because the side-by-side market has completely ruined the motorcycle industry in regards to kids are not engaged. They're looking at their phones, and they're not riding. They don't grow up to be motorcycle riders. So this is definitely a step in the right direction, and I embrace it. So I hope Harley can do wonders with the brand. Instant distribution. That's the thing.
That's huge. And I mean, an instant young customers.
Instant distribution, whereas Stasic was struggling, and I don't know if they were struggling, but you know, now they've got a demand to keep up with and building. I think it's super cool. So
yep, and we talked about it recently in that same vein, Tony. O'Vailey, Road Racing World did a nice article about O'Vailey. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. But a foreign-produced, small road racing machine made in numerous capacities, performance levels, that's now being imported to the U.S. To go after the same market. Let's get younger kids on motorcycles, you know, doing what they might want to do. They just didn't have the ability to. Instead of having to custom build some sort of Frankenstein bike, here's a turnkey bike you can go ride on. Mm-hmm. On a go-kart track. Something that might be available in a lot of neighborhoods.
It's awesome. What's going on with road racing? I know we have the Daytona 200 coming up here.
And MotoGP this weekend, beginning in Qatar. We talked about it briefly last week. I think as we're waiting for the next World Superbike round to come, the dominant performance of Alvaro Bautista on the new V4 Panigale Ducati over the reigning champ Ray. They actually had a third race. They called it a Super Pole race. So there was actually 3-point scoring events at Phillip Island for the season opener of World Superbike, and Alvaro Bautista, new to the series, just stomped it. He won all three of them and really put Ray in his place, beat him by upwards of 12 and 15 seconds in the two long races. The season's by no means over. Ray still has to be everyone's favorite, as he's been so consistent the past so many years. But the fact that Batista put a brand new motorcycle so dominantly on the top step of the podium, it shakes things up a little bit. I really hope he's able to put together an entire season. It's good news. It has to be good news for the Ducati faithful. I am a huge Chaz Davis fan. That would be Alvaro's teammate. Chaz didn't seem to get on so well with the bike as Alvaro did. He was a little deeper back in the field, which only, I think, goes to say the bike isn't necessarily an automatic overdog when a guy like Chaz Davis, who's usually at the front, is back a little ways. We can't say this bike is... that Batista's performance was because the Ducati's so much better. I think there's a whole bunch of Ducati, or Alvaro Batista was on his game that day, for sure.
Well, the series in that you just brought up with Qatar, MotoGP.
MotoGP, getting ready to kick off.
Yeah, so it starts in Qatar. How long does that series last? I mean, it starts at night, right?
How long does the season last for MotoGP?
Mm-hmm.
It's the longest of them with the most races. Gosh, we're going until first week of November, I want to say. Here, I'll have the schedule in front of me in 1 second. MotoGP, we had test. Yes, Qatar this weekend, and then the last race of the year, middle of November in Spain. So it's,
okay, so these guys
a long
make
season.
These guys make more money than any motorcycle racers.
The top guys certainly do, even the bottom guys in MotoGP. Yeah, they're getting paid a handsome wage that they are earning. You know, their life's on the line, but
literally,
and
it's a long, grueling season.
It is. They get a little bit of a break in the middle of the year. They call it their summer break, where they get not quite an entire month off, but they get a few weeks off right in the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Jeffrey Herlings is sidelined for the. Currently for the MXGP, hurt his foot. Cairoli is a favorite now for the championship. However, Herlings missed a race last year and still came back and won the title. So that's kind of interesting news in off-road and MXGP motocross overseas. This weekend, we're going to Daytona for Supercross, sort of the outdoor race.
Yeah, and you were talking about sand tonight, and it was one liney, and... hey, we're going to have another sand race.
Yeah, but the Daytona is different. I mean, it's so rough in so many lines that it'll be interesting to see what they have. I'm looking at my I've got my phone set on the weather. Looks like it's going to be 76 and partly sunny on Saturday. So, oh good, a chance of rain on Sunday though when I'm racing the GNCC. So,
don't they call that the mutter or something?
Well, it's in Palatka. What do they call it? The wild boar.
Oh, the wild boar. I thought you just called it the swamp. I thought you guys called it the swamp in years past.
It is. It sucks. And so what do? I get a bike lined up and ship it down there so I can go down there and torture myself. But, yeah, at least it's going to be nice. It's going to be 80 degrees.
So what do you think about it? Supercross, I mean, here we are at the halfway point. We just crossed over it. 9 of 17 now in the bag. So we just crossed the halfway point. Okay, I mean, clearly Cooper is doing the business. He's got a bunch of wins. Moose Can and Roczen in 2 and 3, no wins. Neither one of those guys has won, and they're in second and third place in the title hunt right now.
It's interesting. Ken Roczen, I have to tip my hat to him because to have the patience that he has because – the man has the speed like nobody else. We saw that. He was a title favorite. He was the guy that was going to win it. And then he had a horrific
accident.
And then another one. And his best finish this year has been second. And you saw it. He almost won that. Up until the last 36 inches of the race,
yeah,
he was winning that thing.
Yeah.
And Cooper came and shut him down. Webb has got to be in Roczen's head. I got to believe he's 13 points ahead of him right now. We're past the halfway point. Webb lives down in Florida and trains. You know, they've got the Baker Factory is a very successful program that nobody can deny that he is on the best training program with that KTM has provided. Roczen sitting in second. Muskin's only 4 points behind Ken, behind Marvin. Or excuse me, Marvin's only 4 points behind Ken Roczen. Marvin has not won a race either. You know, he's, I think his best finish is a second also. So you've got Eli Tomac, though, who's won a couple races. And that's always been Eli's downfall is consistency. You see him come out. No doubt, when he gets on a charge, he is the man to beat.
The Triple Crown, I mean, he just showed it. The first two races were walkaways. Tomac just on fire.
You just can't stop the guy, and he just passes, and you know he'll be in seventh place and with five laps to go, and all of a sudden he's challenging for the win. But we saw Cooper Webb do that this year too. You know, when he passed Ken Roczen, you thought, well, he's way back there. And it's late in the race, and then all of a sudden the kid just starts picking him off and doing it, and they were clean passes for the most part. Whereas you know, and Tomac can do that too, but man, when Tomac is he's down. He's fourth in points, and he's over 20 points down from Cooper Webb. I expected Tomac to be a threat. So it's interesting to see. I think we're at
the halfway point. We got a lot of racing.
My prediction is there will be a surprise in Daytona this year, much like last year when we're just going to start calling it Braytona.
Braytona.
Yeah.
Get me to you in Braytona.
All right. That's our show for today. We appreciate you tuning in on our Evergreen Podcast production. Big thanks to Sean Bice with Moto America. Thanks to Mike Alessi with Moto Concepts, Smart Top Honda. Big thanks to the Viking, Mike Skirkus, the Baja Racer, Tyler O'Hara, and Dean Wilson. I'm Tony Wink for PJ Doran, the De Leon, Scott Casper, Ed Kuhlenkamp, Chris Bishop, and Tommy Boy Halverson. We appreciate you listening, and we'll be back next week right here on Pit Pass Radio.
May I have your attention, please? Excuse me.
Are you listening to me?
Thank you. The preceding was an exclusive presentation of Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly, a division of Pit Pass Radio LC. Any use of this copyrighted material without the express written consent of Pit Pass Radio LC is strictly prohibited.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.